my new cleanser that's been, this is her second week, and she's down 11 pounds, and so I'm so thrilled for her.
That is awesome, and that is certainly reason for celebration and to do the happy dance. Way to go.
Yes.
I love getting messages like that. Congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
Awesome. Who else wants to celebrate today?
Susanna.
Hi there, Susanna.
Good morning. I'd like to share also I have been dripping on my insurance man for probably 2, 3, 4 months, and he said, I just don't think I can do it. I don't think I can do it. 2 shakes a day. He's probably 100 pounds overweight. He loves Mexican food. But, oh, my goodness, he was encouraging his secretary. Now, you really need to get on this. You need to listen to everything she has to say. And and so he set the whole thing up for me, and he was so enthusiastic, and I'm thinking, okay, this is going to be so exciting, and it is.
That's awesome. Congratulations. That's another huge victory this morning. Thanks, Susanna. Anyone else? Let's have another one here.
Hey, good morning. It's Jen.
Hi, Jen.
Hey, well, I have a friend who, you know, we've been friends for 6, 7 years, and she has tons and tons of health concerns. So we know that ISA can't, you know, claim to treat anything, but she is realizing that she needs to, you know, flood her body with some nutrition. And once she gets through some of these health concerns, she's in the hospital now, and she is ready to get on these products full-time and start feeling her 100%, so I'm excited about that.
Super. I love it. I love getting new people started. I love the victories. It's so exciting. And alrighty, before we get into the call this morning, so I have an exciting event to share with everyone. If you know what's going on in our life, my daughter Olivia, our daughter Olivia, our firstborn twin, was expecting our third grandbaby, and we got a call last night about 8:45 to ask us to come over and spend the evening with Charlie and Adana, and we did as they headed off to the hospital about 9:15 and got a text with a picture of a beautiful new grandbaby girl this morning.
Woohoo!
Yes.
Woo-hoo! Whoa, congratulations.
Congratulations.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. We are just praising God for a beautiful, healthy, adorable little girl. I haven't met her yet. We proceeded to get the grandbabies off to preschool Montessori this morning, and we're all going to meet this new precious little miracle around noon hour today. So I'm just like welling up with tears with gratitude that we have another beautiful, healthy baby. Thank God.
Blessings. Woo-hoo.
Yeah, it is truly a blessing. And, you know, there's nothing more miraculous than birth. And it's pretty incredible. So on that note, we're going to carry on with events today. And I was listening to Carolyn's call yesterday and the beautiful Martina, who came out on the event story, to talk about her life-changing event with Isagenics. And it was really kind of like that pivotal point for her and Michael to start building their business. And, you know, we have to step back sometimes, and we don't always appreciate just the impact each event is going to have on somebody else's experience. You know, we're talking about events from the perspective of a welcome call, a welcome letter. Even the event of a follow-up call with somebody that, you know, may have tried other experiences before, other quote-unquote diet programs or nutritional programs before, and, you know, they walked into the store, they bought their program, or they went in somewhere else and they bought their program, they went home and they were on their own. But to have somebody that's following up with them, that's an event, guys. That's a significant event for somebody that is scared. You know, they're frightened that they're going to fail again, potentially. And, you know, us staying in touch with them is so, so important. Just on Friday, as a matter of fact, I received an email from a gal that was in our team 2 years ago. And she sent me an email and she said, I tried to sign into my back office. I wasn't able to. You might not remember me. We met, blah, 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 blah. And then you sent me a welcome letter, blah, 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 blah. She said, I want to get back on Isagenix. And lo and behold, we had a great conversation connecting with her goals and expected outcomes and opened up her new account. And this time she's actually open to sharing it. She's got a couple of gals at work that are interested in coming on board as well. So, you know, that's an event, guys. Don't ever disregard the importance of a welcome call or a welcome letter, particularly the welcome letter, because a lot of people don't delete their emails. They keep them in their email basket. And she was able to search back. Her account had expired June of 2014, actually. So she was able to search back into her email, get a hold of me, and get started back on Isagenix again. That's a really important event. For my own sake, you know, I look back at our history of events, and I would not be, my husband would not be with Isagenix almost 8 years later had it not been an invitation from my sponsor to attend an event. And I attended that event very begrudgingly, very reluctantly, felt that the event was not the best use of my day. I didn't know who this person was, even though she was edifying, this amazing person. And, you know, I didn't place any value in the event until I went. And she was very persuasive, very positive and encouraging when she placed the call. She didn't send me a text. She didn't send me an email. She placed a phone call. And with her excitement and her enthusiasm, convinced me to go to this event. And afterwards, I could make a decision whether this is something that I wanted to proceed with or not. That event literally changed everything for me. It was a super Saturday here in Peterborough with Susan Sly. It was October 27th, 2007, 3 months after I'd opened my account and boxed up all of my products after I had done my front end 9-day in my president's pack. I'd boxed everything back up again. But something in Christine's voice, her excitement, her enthusiasm, her passion, her persuasion, you know, got me to attend that event. And when I met Shannon Tischer and Susan Sly, Shannon was like 9 months pregnant and Susan Sly was there. And their passion, their energy, their enthusiasm, their knowledge, their commitment, yes, their integrity, all of the things that Isagenix stands for, they showed up at 100% and beyond in a room that back then was a big event. It was about 60 to 65 people. And, you know, you ever have those moments where hair stands on your arms and you go, oh, I know I'm in the place I'm meant to be. You know what they shared about the products and their ingredients and John Anderson's story and Kathy Cooper and Jim Cooper's story and why I want to be aligned with this amazing company. The life-changing products, the fruits and the greens and the, you know, the like all of the products that were there available for us to have that transformation. And I was just lit up. I thought, what if? What if? So, you know, and then, you know, now I caught the bug. I caught the bug and I thought, wow, you know, what's the next event? What can get better than this? And it was an event in Toronto. A super Saturday in Toronto with probably about 200 people, which would have been a huge event. The Coovers were there the night before, and it was a Friday-Saturday event. And unfortunately, I missed them, but the Saturday event was everything and more that I had hoped for. There were additional trainers. I honestly can't remember who they were. All I know is that I felt at home. I felt I belonged there. I felt that the people that were in the room were people that I would have as lifelong friends and business partners, and that together we could conquer the world. I learned a lot, although I can't sit back now 7 years later and say, I learned this specific thing or that specific thing. But it was a spark that was ignited within me at those events that kept me believing that there was something better than what I had done in the past. And then it was January attending Top Achievers, which used to be called Top Achievers. It's now New Year's Kickoff. And it was in San Francisco. And I went with my sponsor, Christine, and Shannon, and a friend of Christine's. And it was like, oh, my gosh, can this get any better? There was 1,200 people now. And I think it was 1,200. Maybe it was actually around 800 or 900 people in San Francisco. And it was another event that was, training was incredible. First time I got to see Jim and Kathy Coover, the first time I got to see John Anderson, and it was, I remember sitting there and the tears flowing, going, these people are real. These people are sincere. They are just people full of love and compassion and integrity and sincerity. And they're out here to truly impact world health, to free people from physical and financial pain, and to grow the largest health and wellness company in the world. I wanted to be a part of that. I wanted to be aligned with that vision and that mission and that purpose. I wanted to know that I could make a difference. So we came home from that, and I booked my first Isagenix University 2 months later in Phoenix. I wanted to tour the main office. I wanted to see, I wanted to walk the floors of that building. I wanted to meet some more of the management team and the customer service team. And it was, I wanted to meet David Wood. David Wood was training there again, and it was mastering the stage event followed by an Isagenix University. And again, I met Alan Bradley Gannis and Jay Bennett and Michelle Castle and Susan Fly again, and so many other amazing people that were there training and participating, and Lenny Evans. And I went, wow, these people are just real people. You know, they're real people, but they're full of passion and integrity. They're life changers. And then we hosted our own event. We hosted an in-home event actually just before we went to that IC University. And we hosted our first in-home event. And do in-home events, do events change everything for you? Absolutely. We had an amazing night that night. Shannon Fisher came. You know how we talk about, I do, you watch. I do, you help. You do, I help. You do, I watch. And you do, and you have another new mentee. Well, Shannon was there that night, and we had a number of guests, and those guests included Jeff and Maura Lustig. And Jeff was there, arms folded, brown, a lot of questions. Of course, he's not going to be engaged in this, you know, Isagenix. And he tried to poke holes at it, but he couldn't. And Maura was like full on excited, ready to go. She's like, a credit card down on the counter, as you know, with Maura and her excitement and passion. And Jeff was a little bit more reluctant. But that first day that they shared their first experience and knew that Isagenix was different than anything else that Jeff had ever tried, that event changed a lot for us, changed a lot of the number of people that we've had the pleasure of having into our team came in through Jeff and Maura. And then it became a weekly occurrence that we would have in-home presentations where we could, not only us could invite new people, but the new people could invite their new people. And it was a safe place to come and experience that community, that passion. We would pass on the learnings that we'd learned. We would show the same video, the Are You Toxic video. Sorry, it was actually Cleanse for Life video at that time. We would show the same video, talk about the products the same way, share our own personal experience. And it was building hope. It was building belief. It was building community for everyone that showed up. So, guys, I just want to open the call up again, and I want to just hear from you. I'd love to hear from one or two of you to share what your first experience was and whether you would be here today had you not had that experience.
Hi, Lewis.
Hey, Lewis. How are you, my friend?
Wonderful, and congratulations on the new joy in your family.
Thank you. I don't know her name yet, but the children are calling her Jimmy. they know the name, but they're not allowed to say it until they meet her. So share with us, Lewis. What have events meant for you?
Well, I mean, what you said, the question you asked applies directly to me because I had joined in the month of September in 2006. Really, let's say October, because I didn't get started until October. And in November, just a month later, I got a call from Drew Berman, who said to me, there is an event in California called Top Achievers. You must have a certain rank to attend. You do not because you're brand new, but I do. And I can bring you as a guest if you want. I have one ticket. Are you interested? I didn't even think about it. Something inside me, I just said yes. And I booked my flight, and Drew and I had agreed to share a hotel room. Well, when I got there on my own and I walked into the lobby of the hotel, I experienced the most amazing thing. The first person I saw and spoke to was India Hoogs. And she introduced herself. We sat and we talked. And then I went over to the area where a lot of people were socializing. And I began to recognize people I had seen in the videos. And they immediately welcomed me to join them. And as I hung out with them for the next 2 days, like you, I said, wow, these are the kind of human beings who are on fire with a real purpose. I like what they represent. I want to be part of this. And I think if I had not gone to that event, maybe I wouldn't be here on this call today.
That's brilliant, Lewis. That's very, very brilliant because very much the same. You know, Shannon and Christine said, you don't qualify. You haven't really even, I mean, maybe I could have become a two-star Golden Circle, but the chances were pretty unlikely in the length of time that I had to qualify, you know, with sheer numbers, but it was the same experience. You know, I didn't qualify to be at the events, but they had one extra ticket. And, you know, four of us shared a room, did whatever it took. Shannon had a, you know, three-month-old baby, actually a four-month-old baby, and, you know, Glenn stayed home to be with Cody. Because it was same idea. It was one of those things. It's like, I just know that I'm meant to be there.
Yep.
Just know this is going to be a life-changing experience. And true to each experience since then, I walked in the room feeling like I already belonged.
Yep.
It was family.
May I just add one little note to this?
Absolutely.
You know, if there are people here who are fairly new, and the logical thought is, I can't go to a major event out of town until I make money. And that is logical. And I'm going to ask people to ignore the logic, because what you're hearing from both me and Sue had nothing to do with logic. It had to do with an instinct, with an emotion. I didn't know. I was in this company a month. I don't think I earned $7 yet. And something said, you got to go to this thing. And that's what made the difference. And so you got to take that leap. You got to just jump and ignore the mind chatter that seems to be making sense. That's it.
Brilliantly said. Thank you for that. Thank you. Who else wants to step out and share?
Barbie will.
Hi, Barbie. Thank you.
I remember my very first event was Top Achievers. And it was actually Malcolm called me one day, Malcolm Murray, and he said, if you pay for your ticket, Barbie, and pay for your flight, I'm gifting you ladies, Christina, Alicia, and you to go to Top Achievers. I'm going to pay for the room. I had never flown alone in my life. Gino took me to the airport. I went on that plane crying because I was so scared to land in L.A. by myself in one of the largest airports, not knowing where I was going to find those girls. Knew I was going to find them eventually, but it was just something I knew I needed to do.
That's right. It's something within you that you just knew you needed to do, right?
Yeah.
That's so powerful when we follow that instinct, when we follow and pay attention, you know, because there's always those whispers, the positive ones, you know, and I think it was, I'm sure it was Peter Kelly that talked about the noise versus the voice, and the noise is all the distractions and all the naysayers and all of the, you know, confusion around us and, you know, people saying, don't do this, are you crazy, or, you know, inside your head. But it's, you know, that still small voice, and it's always a good one. It's always the one that's pointing you in the right direction. It's always the one that wants to shine the light in favor of things that you're about to do. It's going to move and propel you forward. So thank you for that, Barbie. One last share.
This
what
is Mercy.
Somebody that... Hey, Mercy. Thank you.
Hi. I just wanted to share that today, it's been a while since I've been on, but my first event was Celebration last year, and I hit it because I knew that I hit Crystal Executive, so I was able to go to the gala. And we had literally four kids, and my husband worked away from home, and we made it a priority that I deserved it, so I didn't want to go by myself. We had garage sales after garage sales after garage sales. My kids had bake sales because they knew how important it was for me to get there. It was a life-changing event, and I didn't have the money. I honestly did not have the money, but God provided for us while we were there. And I always made my kids my excuse as why I couldn't go do something. I couldn't go to a meeting. And when I switched them to be my why instead of my excuse, everything fell into place. So I'm telling you guys, events are important. They're not repeated. They're learning at all times that something new. You will always take away something new, whether it's a small Super Saturday, which I trained at my first one in Kansas City last summer or this last fall. And I'm telling you that it is, they're life-changing, no matter how big or how small they are.
That's phenomenal. Thank you for that, Mercy, regardless of how big or how small. And remember, we are the ambassadors. So when there's a brand new person, we are the ambassadors that are bringing that love, and we're bringing that light, and we're bringing that hope to them. So, you know, sometimes we get caught up in, you know, the familiarity of the people that we've come with. But remember, there's always going to be somebody at the airport by themselves. There's always going to be somebody that jumps on that shuttle from the airport to the hotel, or somebody that shows up in the lobby on their own. Maybe somebody that's even sitting in a seat at an event by themselves because they were invited to get there, but they're unfamiliar with some of the people that are there yet. We are the ambassadors that are bringing the love and the light and the warmth and the family and the community to them. So remember to always be outside of yourself and think about the people around you and be the ambassadors like Lewis met at his first event that, you know, treated him like he was already in the brotherhood. And he was. And we are. End the call on that, guys. Hope you have a wonderful and blessed day. I've got about an hour before I get to meet my grandbaby. Have a wonderful day. Yes, please. Yes.
Can I put in a quick plug for the ICU in Washington that's coming up?
Absolutely.
Talking about events, guys, if there are people who have not read about the event, which is at the end of May in Washington, D.C., go to isogenicsevents.com and check out the lineup of trainers, which includes Kathy and Jim Coover, Eric Coover, Peter Kelly, Jimmy Smith, C.J. Siddons, and the wonderful Kathy Savage. And that is like superstar power. It'll change anybody's life. I would get
And what is the date?
It's May 27th, 28th, and 29th, I believe. Or it's not 28th, no, 28th, 29th, and 30th. I'm arriving on the 27th.
Right. Okay. Thank you for that, Lewis.
Sure.
Go to isogenicsevents.com and check it out, guys. And sign up. If you haven't been to an ICU, get yourself there. Thank you. Thank you. Have a wonderful day, everyone.
You too.
Have a great day.
Thank you.